From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is any case. Any time a U.S. service member is killed, then the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as Green Berets, had just completed a meeting with local leaders and were walking back to their vehicles when they were attacked. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of the U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when U.S. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Trump offered his sympathies. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of U.S. efforts to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq by encouraging Baghdad to align more closely with Riyadh. This is VOA News. In an extended Oval Office meeting, Puerto Rico's governor pleaded with President Donald Trump for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island, repeatedly reminding him that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Mr. Trump again defended the federal government's response to the devastation left a month ago by Hurricane Maria. He said that in terms of how they're doing in the response, it's a scale of 10. He says, we've provided so much so fast. The governor of the U.S. Commonwealth declined to put a grade on the response, but did say that we're thankful to the president for supporting these petitions to Congress and promising that no U.S. citizen will be left behind. Iraqi Kurdistan's two main political families and their supporters traded accusations of blame Wednesday for the Iraqi army's easy takeover this week of the city of Kirkuk and other disputed areas in northern Iraq, which the Kurds seized from the Islamic State terror group 3 years ago. Some Kurdish leaders expressed fears that Kurdistan could be split into two if reclamations worsen, taking the region back to when it was divided during a three-year-long civil war between Iraqi Kurds in the 1990s. North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile, according to two top U.S. officials. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington Thursday he's deeply worried about the advancing threat from the North Korea and the possibility it could spark a nuclear arms race across East Asia. U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said later Thursday that Washington was racing to resolve the situation short of using military force. With U.S. midterm elections barely a year away, lawmakers unveiled a bipartisan proposal to regulate online political advertising in the United States, an effort prompted by revelations that Russian elements spent large sums on Internet ads targeting Americans ahead of the 2016 U.S. election. To prevent a repeat, Senator Mark Warner, a top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, unveiled the Honest Ads Act, which would require Facebook, Twitter, Google, and other technology giants to post information about the source of political ads, just as U.S. television and radio broadcasters are required to do. Former U.S. President George W. Bush deplored the country's political divisiveness, saying that at times it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. He is the country's 43rd president, a Republican who served two terms in office. And he says in his speech, it seemed at him that for President Trump's frequent Twitter taunts against political rivals, his attempts to curb immigration is worsening.
From VOA.